Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari. Tonight, job hunt. Well, every day, I would say in Africa, and all around the world, in this day and age, employment is scarce. So, job hunt is one of the most important things to do for job seekers or anyone after graduation or looking for a career change. But I want to know, are there specific tricks to distinguish yourself from everybody else? And how do you stand out of the crowd? Is it a stressful process? Well, we'll find out tonight. As usual, let's talk. We'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Patrick. Welcome back to the show, Patrick.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Sunday.
All right, and in the studio, Al Hassan. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Sunday. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing job hunt. Well, job hunt can be stressful, but for some people it can be fun. But what are the ways of going around it? And I spoke to my colleague from the French to Africa service, Roger Muntu. And I wanted to know, what would someone do?
I think the first thing that we need to, someone needs to pay attention to is appearance. It's very important because my dad used to tell me, the way you appear in public quickly give someone an idea of who you are.
Okay.
So pretty much... appearance, you know, the way, and you know, I'm Congolese.
Where oh, yeah, from, I know you guys know, are big.
Is a big thing, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's so a big thing, I know.
You know, it's a big thing where we come from. I cannot come with a different color of shirt and shoes. No way. So, appearance for us, it's a big thing before anything else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then comes how you talk, you know, then come how you respond. All those things come later. But when you come in,
yes,
you know, I'm going to tell you a quick story if I have time. You know, when I came to the U.S., after 2 years, I moved from New York City. I came to Washington, D.C., and I was looking for a job here in Washington, D.C. A friend of mine used to live in an apartment, and downstairs in the apartment, they were looking for someone to manage the apartment, an assist manager. So I saw the sign, so I went quickly, and I was staying with my friend. I went and dressed nicely like we dressed back in the Congo.
Like Papa, who
like
does,
Papa Wemba.
Papa Wemba.
You know what I mean? So I came back to the office, the rental office, the lady saw me and say, "Sir, may I help you? What apartment are you looking for? 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, 4? I said, "No, ma'am.
I'm looking for a job.
Talking about job.
Exactly.
And she was like, "Wow. The way you dress, I just thought you were looking for an apartment.
You know?
So that already tells you everything.
Everything, I know. Because the way you appear is everything.
So
it's like... Someone was saying it's like a business person, or it's like a banner.
Exactly.
You're advertising yourself, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like you're advertising yourself. And, you know, and this is just me saying, and maybe it's not in the book anywhere, but as far as I'm concerned, it's 50% of you getting the job.
See?
Yeah.
50% will be what you put in.
Exactly.
And you show yourself out there.
Yeah. I mean, you can just walk in just the way you look. If you look bad, that's it. That's your chance gone. Right there, out of the door.
It's gone.
You can't be coming here with red short, red pants, yellow shoes.
Yes.
I mean, all of that stuff.
It's
going to be a no-no. Really. So
that's very important.
Yeah.
Appearance. Okay. There's something else, too, people talk about. You know these millennials?
Yeah.
Who are going for jobs and all that stuff, because they say these days, for us, we care about our resume out there. My resume will speak for itself, but other things, I don't mind. Because as a millennial, some of them think maybe I could be working online. But what about those who are going and saying, okay, I'm just sending these things online. I'm just doing my application and that's about it. But what about when you show up? Isn't it that you still have to show up after the interview process online? They would like to see you, right?
Correct. The resume pretty much is just to give somebody an idea. And some people don't trust the resume just by looking at it, because we all know it's not a secret, Sunday, that resume can be beefed up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that. It's not a secret we're saying here.
Yeah.
Resume can be beefed up in
big
the way.
Day,
So we want to see that person now to make sure if the resume is beefed up or that's the person the way they do. Hey, I'm just saying.
Thank you, Rajamuntu. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing job hunting. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing job hunt. Back to the studio. So, Al-Hassan, tell me, if you're looking for a job today, and for those looking for a job, I know our region in Africa, you find people going around saying when one job is advertised, you will find a lot of people showing up. So what do you do to stand out of that big crowd?
Oh yeah, it's a very crowded industry. It can be very, very stressful a process. But then apart from the regular, you know, requirements of specific skills, type and amount of work experience, personal qualities, educational credentials, professional certifications or areas of competence or knowledge, which in most cases, other applicants tend to exhibit all these requirements. One or two salient features that are missing here, mainly, that could help somebody stay out of the fray, stay above the fray, are two requirements, I think.
Just two, I think.
The two requirements. One could be internship, which is a bit general. Two, internship.
Okay.
And depending on how one fares during the internship, one can kind of earmark one's a position for the future.
Okay.
You know, if you leave behind a good record,
right?
If a position opens up, it could be held for you until you graduate college.
Okay.
But the second thing, which a lot of people did not realize, is the volunteer part of it, the volunteership.
Oh, yeah, volunteership. Not
volunteership,
many
if, you
this thing.
Dream,
yes.
if you have a dream, you know, to work in a certain area, World Bank or UN or even VOA, it's good to start volunteering when you are in college. Give some X amount of hours every week devoted. I mean, if you are the organizing event, go there, help them arrange stuff, help them, you know, call people, send emails out, help them in marketing events, help them in so many ways. Help
just
them
be
in
part
writing.
Of that organization.
Just part of the process.
Okay.
You know, it's over here, I mean, back at home, we know about it. All we know is about whom you know. Over here, yes, there is whom you know, but there is also and what they know about you.
Yeah.
It's whom you know and what they know about you.
So you want to market yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know them, but then you what are you coming, what are you bringing to the table?
That's a very good point.
It works both ways. And then another part of it is networking.
Okay.
Which through that, it takes a whole lot of patience. But then I've got my first job in broadcasting with Arise TV through networking. You know, and I went there for a year, you know. So it's a very, very...
So there's so many tricks out there.
Exactly.
To use.
And but people need to know that.
All right. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Patrick. Maybe you did this process long ago, but hey, you made this.
But it,
you have people
is,
around every day.
I think you in job hunting, you have to be very, very flexible. Because you have to approach every potential, you know, job application with you know, in its own way. I don't think there's one way to go about it. But some of the things, of course, the thing that has been mentioned is networking. There's just, you know, you can't say enough about networking. And it doesn't matter who you network with. They don't have to be people in your profession.
Right.
It can be anybody. And therefore, talking to people when you go to gatherings, when you go out where there's you know, a crowd of people, or when you're introduced to somebody, know what they do and you know, what industry are they in. It may not be the industry you're looking for work, but they may know somebody who knows somebody. So networking is key for me. And that takes courage, it takes patience, because don't expect that just because you networked and because this person knows somebody, it will happen.
Things will happen the next day. It doesn't go that way.
Patience is key. It's very, very much key. Now, the recent development over the last 10 years also is that, and again, in this matter of flexibility and being versatile, you have to be dynamic. Employers are looking for people who can do multiple things, who have multiple skills. There are skills that could supplement each other. Let's take for the example in broadcasting. So you're a good writer, but if you cannot understand that whatever you write can also be written in a different style for the new media, or even knowing how to use new media, posting, whatnot, you come in with less value to whoever the employer is going to be. This employer may look for a good writer who could also write for Instagram and write for
Facebook.
But also can also edit, you know. If you're in a TV or radio, a lot of media nowadays, whatever, if you have those other extra skills, it's very important. It gives you a leg up, because the first thing that you want when you go for a job interview is that you have that advantage. What is your competitive advantage from the next person that's applying for the very same job? You know. So when I talk to people out there, the young people out there, I always tell them, and especially those in college, I always say, hey, if this is your major, this is what you're passionate about, but it would be best that you get some skills in A, B, C. So take some classes there, and take a minor in this, and look for something that can complement your major, so that when you come out, you are always, you can be marketable better than
you're all-rounder. This is very important.
That's what employers are now looking for. I mean, mm-hmm. a long time ago, where if you stayed in one job for 30 years, it's mm-hmm. long gone. the market is very dynamic.
Things have changed.
There's no loyalty from employers, and there's no loyalty from employees. You have to be, dynamic in the kind of skills that you bring.
That's very true.
Yeah, not to take the wind out of your sail. In fact, what you're saying is very, very relevant, especially in the past 2 decades. Mm-hmm. From the early 90s to date. Mid late 90s, when I was doing my internship with the Ghana News Agency in Accra, mm-hmm. then was the time when use of computer was introduced in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. Some so-called, dinosaurs, top editors who have been working there like for decades, start complaining that, hey, the general manager wants us to lose our job. How can we use the computer? It's all boils down to your point about being, all-roundedness, mm-hmm.
Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
And to AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Al Hassan and Patrick. Right now, we are discussing job hunt. Well,
Hunting for a job, like any other task, has do's and don'ts. So, I spoke to my colleague Modibo Dembele from Bambara Service, and I wanted to know his take. Are there do's and don'ts in hunting for a job?
Of course, there is do and don't, especially when you are hunting job. The first thing I can say, based on a general perception, I think, as you say, beside like those technical details like resume and cover letter, I think also, especially when you take minorities, you know, I can even say the rule applies to everybody, but I'm going to start first with minorities. I think networking, meetups group are really key stamp rule, especially when you are hunting for a job. Let's say, for instance, somebody will left Africa, you came over here, or you're even American. The rule, you know, applies everywhere. You need to network. What does it mean? That's why while you are in school, do internship. While you are doing your internship, it's going to give you a chance, you know, to meet new people. And upon your graduation, when you come back, you can use those contacts for potential job perspective. And at the same time, it can be through your church, it can be through your mosque, or it can be through your, what do we call in West Africa, grant, which is like the youth group where people meet and chat. All those are really great occasions where also people can really meet. And one key thing, especially the meetups group, it can be done like physically, or it can be done also via online. For instance, I'm going to give you C4D. That's like a network group for...
C4D.
Yes, C4D. C as Charlie, number 4, and D as David. So that's like a great network, especially for people we are working into, you know, communication area. Journalists, anybody, you know, it can be about consulting. It can be anything which is related to communication. That's a great tool. There is also a website which is called progressiveexchange.org. That's also a great, you know, website or network where people really can learn, because what they do, that's where they post first, the job posting.
Ooh, okay.
And before the general public has access to those information, if you sign up, and most of the time, guess what? It's free of charge.
Wow.
You just sign up, you know.
Oh, you need to sign up, yes, nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. I'm talking about like the basic services.
Right.
Those really are free. And also, you need also to manage your time, because when you are hunting for a job, it's also a never full-time job.
I know. And that can be challenging to most people,
yes,
you know?
And especially we as African, because sometimes all we have to do, you just post your resume on UNV or UN website, and once in a while, you just don't come. Once you see like an email or a notification, if you do that,
you need to be there and check all the time.
Sunday, if you don't value your work, are you asking me to really value your work?
No way.
So yeah, those are really some of the mistakes that people are making.
Thank you, Modibo Dembele. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing job hunting. And back to the studio, Al Hassan, you had something to add there.
Oh, yes. What I was saying is like the employment industry has shifted gears. You know, a lot of those people who live in that dinosaur world and want to be territorial, you know, about where they are, and they never want to hear about any changes, will forever get frustrated if they don't accept and adapt. You know, it's two words here, accept and adapt to the new way of doing things. You know, we have the traditional media, and the social media phenomenon has become like a sea of reality that we cannot ignore. You know, the job requirement of today demands, as Patrick said, multiple of skills. You know, you can, if you are a writer, you should be able to edit. You should be able to dissect sound and graphics, videos, put all together in a multimedia format. You can remain a writer and then sit in the newsroom of Washington Post or New York Times or Wall Street Journal and then be looking at your screen and be cutting text and then pasting.
No. The media has the media has shifted gears. And for those who want to remain where they are, they will forever be frustrated because the ground has shifted beneath them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they don't accept it, well, they can just, you know, go their separate ways because that's the reality.
It is the reality.
Know, as long as you can work, you can learn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. I think one other thing that one has to develop right away is how do you brand yourself?
Yeah.
We know that you're a product.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're looking for a job out there, you have to look at yourself as a product. Mm-hmm. That is out there and somebody wants to buy, because literally you're being bought, you're going in to be paid to do a job, mm-hmm. okay, and that job has to bring a value, and when they're looking out for, you know, for somebody to employ, they're looking for a brand. So how do you brand yourself? What is that makes you unique as a person looking for this job?
Exactly.
You know, how do you want to present to yourself? What is that 30-second elevator speech that you have that will introduce you make an impact, a memorable impact in somebody? Because resumes are long. And a lot of times, you know, people go, they peruse through resumes. They get thousands of resumes. If you're the one lucky person that your resume stays on top of the table and not in the garbage trash, when you get there, there's still so many other gatekeepers. How do you brand yourself in front of this employer? And I think that is key.
Very much
because
so.
Because that is what will make the difference between you and somebody else that is coming for the same interview. And don't remember this. People normally don't know this, but your interview starts at the door. If somebody's taking you for lunch, you know, let's say you're having that kind of interview where you're going for lunch or whatnot, or you're waiting at the reception, your interview starts right there. How you carry yourself, how do you carry yourself even in front of that watchman, you know, the guard at the gate. And you meet this lady who is sweeping on the floor, you know, is sweeping the floors. How do you carry yourself? Because those are very important, very, very subtle, but very, very important things. Because, you know, are you a personable, you know, person? Are you a grouchy person? You know, because those are some of the elements that employers want to look for, you know. Would you fit in their environment? So you have to know how to brand yourself when you're facing an employer.
And that is why they say, according to this website, jobhunt.org, dress for success. Meaning that there's a way to dress when you go there. Okay?
Yeah.
Just make sure that you have yourself as a brand. Have, a personal brand. As what you mentioned, Patrick, you have to, you have to stay above the fray. And also develop more than one version of your resume, because it depends what you're looking for and what these employers are also looking for.
Right.
You have to be careful with that as well.
And also, it depends where you're also looking for. For example, I didn't realize that in Africa, in a lot of African countries, and this I was being told by a friend that visited, and we were talking and we were just joking, and I was saying, job hunting is Kenya and whatnot. And then he looked at me and said, man, you have a beard and a mustache and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would, you know, in Kenya, you have to shave clean. And I said, why?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, they in Kenya, the concept, people think that, you know, the employer thinks that if you're not shaven clean, then, you know, you are not,
fit.
You know, some respect or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know that you're not serious if you have a long beard and a mustache and whatnot. And I thought, wow, I've never thought about that. Because I've always had my beard for the longest time.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't imagine myself without it. So you also have to know those subtle, subtle things.
Yeah.
You're an African American in this country. If you go in for an interview with your dreadlocks and they, it might, some angst among the person that is trying to employ you.
That's true.
These are subtle things that will push you out the door if you don't know. You may have all the skills.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
But those subtle things that make people, that are kind of cultural, or expectations of who they want to hire, can get in the way of
a job that you probably qualify for.
Yes, a point well made, Patrick. But then I beg to differ in terms of the dreadlock thing. You know, when you look at the affirmative action in workplaces, you know, when you read the fine print, it's like no discrimination, equal opportunity employer, no discrimination in terms of religion, sex, gender, whatever, and even lifestyle. You know, when we're talking about culture here, there are people who decided for the rest of their lives that they're going to be on dreads. And you don't be surprised if you're at CNN here in the VOA, there are people who are on dreadlocks. So that does not serve as an impediment to their...
Definitely something that will deny you the job. And that's not what I'm saying.
Meet a certain requirement in terms of, lifestyle, presentation, personal etiquette. Yes, I support your idea about beard because I have an example of somebody that I know personally who wouldn't just accept a job, a very well-paid job, because the requirement is that he should shave his beard. And he has this, he's a scholar from Saudi Arabia. He has this mentality of this being a sunnah, requirement of the prophet, that you should leave a beard. But then, should you risk, you know, loss of a job for this requirement, which is not a pillar of the religion?
Yeah, you're going to lose it. That's what to Patrick's point, also on dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine. He was looking for a job as a flight attendant for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
And then when he applied for the job, he was told, if you want this job,
no dreadlocks.
Your dreadlocks can have to go.
Yeah. For certain jobs, definitely.
So certain jobs will tell you that we don't accept this.
Certain jobs, yes.
So it depends on what job. And also, I just get to this on this the website today, that jobhunt.org. It says, please, when you applied for a job, do more than show up. I mean, you just have to do more. Don't be a Kathy, chatty Kathy, which means keep your mouth closed and listen. Okay? Just make sure you listen to what the rules applies. Because you're trying to get a job here, right? And they also tell you, please, play hard to get sometimes. Because you know what? Show interest, but not too available or too easy.
Don't
too patronizing. Too patronizing.
Exactly. Don't show that you're desperate.
Yeah, desperation, okay?
You're looking for a job, but you're not desperate. And they say sometimes...
Don't make it look like your life is at, will end if you don't get this job.
Exactly.
Don't be desperate.
And they say play this job game, job hunting as a dating game. You know what?
Right.
Go there and please... They say, don't talk about your ex. You know, when you're trying to date somebody, don't talk about what happened to your ex.
And more importantly, don't badmouth your ex.
Exactly. You don't badmouth your ex. Exactly. You know?
Don't talk about your ex, but if you ask about your ex, don't badmouth him at all.
So job hunting can be like dating sometimes, you know?
Exactly.
So it's a good tip out there that I saw, okay? Thanks, and that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored job hunt. Thanks to my colleagues, Modibo Dembele and Raja Muntu. Patrick, thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
All right, and in the studio, Al Hassan, thank you for being here again.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the viewer announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for the exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be miniskirts. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lenore Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight